Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Twice, tears. Once upon a time, he shot at surfacing German subs in the North Atlantic, tried to pick off the crews who were aiming anti-aircraft at Navy bombers whose depth charges could blow those subs right out of the water. In the spring of 1942, he'd gone into flight school after graduating from college, spent a year in a series of special schools, and then took orders to Norfolk for duty in the North Atlantic. During his years keeping the Nazi U-boats away, his unit of fighter pilots knocked off 9 subs. "They didn't give you credit unless there was a heck of an oil stain on the water," he told me, a bowl of soup set on a couple of towels draped over his lap, lime chicken from his daughter in North Carolina. "They know how to cook in North Carolina," he says. He should know. He married a North Carolina girl. I didn't say much at all for 2 hours while he told me about his life. But what a joy it was to hear a life story he hadn't told all that often in a long time, if he ever did. He cried twice. Once when he remembered coming back to Norfolk aboard that cheap aircraft carrier that carried them around for most of the war, a merchant marine vessel worked over into a carrier with barely enough space to land fighters. Held just 9 birds, in fact, made takeoffs difficult too. Like it or not, that was home. What brewed the tears was remembering how that carrier sailed into the harbor and how right there on the pier in front of him, coming ever closer, was his brand new wife, standing among the others. That's the moment he'll never forget. He's an old vet, and he doesn't walk or hear well. But the memory of seeing that beautiful woman waiting on the pier brought tears from someplace so deep inside we all wish we held such treasures. He'd met her in Norfolk, danced with her 3 times in a row one night, then asked her if next time he was in port, he could date her. And she said yes. He wrote her address on the sharp white cuff of his uniform. There's a picture. It's just the most beautiful thing. The two of them, a radiant, happy couple in a full body hug, huge smiles on both faces. There's no sweet side to war, but it can do something great with love. Couldn't help but note an edge of tears in his eyes one at a time, too, when he told me how land prices skyrocketed in the 70s and the early 80s. And when they did, farmers loaded up on land, on machinery, on cattle, as long as their paper worth was out of sight, so was good sense. But the market didn't hold. And when land prices fell, the whole works buckled like a house of cards. Good, hardworking people who prayed to the Almighty suddenly found themselves so far gone, there was no way out of debt but to wrinkle up your dreams into your fists. That was a bad time. Wasn't it? I asked him. And that's when he cried again. He'd become a banker, a good one. The board met every day at 6 in the morning and we'd go over loans, he told me, his lips shivering in the overheated apartment. Twice he cried that afternoon, this precious old man who, once upon a time in the inky dark over a cold North Atlantic, pushed a joystick around and it wasn't a game. Twice he cried, I saw it, once in joy and once in misery. All in life, all in his life. It was a blessing to have asked.
Flood this heart with assurance of your